Well, good morning again. Welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Josh here in the studio, and joining me is Matt Smith from the South Dakota Farm Bureau with the Young Farmer and Ranchers. Good morning, Matt. How are things in Heron?
Good morning. Well, right now, really windy. We got a few inches of snow, but I guess we'll have to take it and keep moving on. So.
Well, you're one of these guys that are out calving now, and boy, this hasn't been a good spring, has it?
Well, it just kind of seems like one little storm after the other, and we're going to have another one come Sunday, but hopefully everybody's got someplace where they can get cattle in and out of the wind and behind, and hopefully we can still make a go of this, and maybe the good Lord will give us some warmer weather next week.
That's what we sure hope. At least this isn't the wettest snow, so you can give them some good bedding and some shelter. And a lot of these times, some of these calves have been born a while, can still do a pretty good job yet.
Yeah. No.
Well, let's talk about the Young Farmer Farmer and Rancher program in your area. Are you the chairman, or are you associated with it?
So I'm the chairman of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers State Committee, and then we have a vice chairman who is Riley Schwader from down by Howard, and then we break up the state into seven districts, and each district has a representative. So that's how we break that up. So,
and you guys do have meetings and conferences throughout the year to get together and good programs,
yeah.
And talk
yep,
about.
No,
it.
We every year in January, early February, the state committee holds a what we call a farm and ranch conference, and that's open to all young individuals, young farmers and ranchers, ages 18 to 35. And then in February, we went to the Young Farmers and Ranchers National Conference out in Reno, Nevada, and there was two other couples along with myself and my wife that went to that. And then we usually do a meeting in the summer, and then actually we've kind of got planned in coordination with a few counties, a farming transitioning seminar for later this summer. We've got most of that in place. We just got to kind of get the final details on that all worked out, but we're working on that as well. And then some of the other things that we're doing, actually today, one of our districts out in Belle Fouche is hosting a ranch safety for the third graders out in Belle Fouche. And tomorrow, District 4 over here at Redfield will be participating along with several other businesses in the area in the Ag in the Classroom for third through fifth graders at the Redfield Elementary School. So a lot of things go on.
So you guys stay very active in your local communities then?
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, we try to encourage each district to do some either farm safety days or promoting agriculture or educating youth on where their food comes from, all those sorts of things to be active in the community. So,
you know, you were talking about the transition workshops and stuff. That's really been a focus here in the last few years, and it's very important for some of the younger farmers coming in that are working with their dad to kind of get things in order so that there's a lot of things they have to think about before they ever get it done, isn't it?
Yep. No, and that's exactly right. And it's not just for the younger people. It's for the people towards the end of their farming career, if you will, as well, to help them. So it's, you got a father, son, or father, son, and grandpa. You know, it's really important that everybody's on the same page as you go through those things, because a lot of the stuff is extremely complicated and is good for not only just the young people to hear, but for the generations that are looking at retiring and exiting farm.
So, you know, you know, you can't talk about it enough, but it takes a little more time at least to get the first one set up, but then you can update, and that isn't near as bad. But the big thing is getting that first part down in paper.
Right. Yeah, getting it all. Well, first step is usually getting it all on paper. And when we say, you know, think that may be easy, oftentimes that can be hard as well. So
it is. I know you're in the Farm Bureau. Why did you join the Farm Bureau or being this involved in the Young Farmer and Rancher?
Well, I got started, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago now. We had a young farmer and rancher meeting. We used to have some young farmer rancher meetings locally in Redfield, and my wife and I thought it'd be good for us to go try and learn a few more things and see how we can improve. And it actually just kind of all built from there. You know, we were active in the group locally, and then we were asked to serve on the state committee, and then this last year we were asked to be the chair people. So, you know, just by getting involved those first few times, it just kind of snowballed from there. So
it's nice to see the wives take an active part in this as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they're just as critical part as us. So it wouldn't all get done without them.
that is so true in many cases. How do they join the Young Farmers and Ranchers?
They can either call down to the Farm Bureau office we have a coordinator. His name is Lowell Mesman. They can call and talk to him, or they can call and talk to me, and we can help get you involved, or you can call if they would call the office, we can get you the district representative's phone number, and we host all sorts of events. We're always looking for volunteers and that sort of thing, and we constantly, we have people coming and going on this committee, and so we're always looking for people to serve, and, you know, by being active and stuff, you know, that's how we get your name and get you to start serving on some of these things. And it's really just kind of getting involved at that local level. So, yeah, if you were to contact the Farm Bureau office there in Huron, they could sure point you that direction.
It's nice to get together with guys, people your own age, husband and wives your own age, and kind of talk about the finding you're not in the only one in that spot. Sometimes
right,
it's kind of
right.
It's kind of helping.
Nope. And then when you go to these bigger conferences, it's a lot of people your age and from even other states as well. So it's always nice to go to those things and learn from other people. So,
well, Matt, I know you're a busy guy. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining me this morning. It's been a fun time. Well, let's hope that Mother Nature turns around and we can get rid of some of the snow and the frost out, and maybe we can get in the field on time.
Yeah, no, we need that. So,
all right. Well,
all right.
Good luck, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and that's Matt Smith, who's the president of the Young Farm and Ranchers.